Hey, this is Kennard from Wake Up Carolina. I'm with Emory Edwards, Physician's Assistant, McLeod Orthopedics. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
So let's talk common hand upper extremity injuries. Working with a hand or a other upper extremity orthopedic surgeon, what are some of the most common conditions and injuries you treat? And I guess, what is the physician's assistant role in that?
Okay, so some of the most common things we see by far and away are carpal tunnel syndrome. Everybody's heard of that. Cubital tunnel, which is similar to carpal tunnel, but it's the small and ring finger numbness, where carpal tunnel would be thumb, index, and long. We see treat fractures as well. So distal radius fractures, just common wrist fractures, any of the fractures of the hand, metacarpal fractures. One of the most common is boxer's fractures, you know, people getting angry and punching something, but that's really most common.
But yeah. Really and truly, when you think about it, I mean, the hand is involved in about everything we do.
Everything.
So you would expect there to be a lot of injuries and issues with the hand. So what role does a physician's assistant play in the treating of someone with a hand injury?
So I work primarily with Dr. Christopher Litz. So he's an orthopedic hand surgeon. He's been a surgeon for about 30 years, really good and knows what he's doing. So for me, I work directly with him in the office. We see we kind of split it up just in the office seeing patients. One of the best things about our relationship is, I mean, I spend more time with him than most anybody in my family. So I know my boundaries, and I know when I need to ask him something, and I'm definitely not afraid to, and he's very good about answering those questions. So we just split patients up in the office. Anything I need to ask, I can. We both give injections, carpal tunnel, trigger fingers, another huge one I didn't mention earlier. Also, getting x-rays, treating fractures, fracture follow-ups, and setting patients up for surgery. In the hospital, our role would be most physician assistants, and with me working with him, it is assisting him in the operating room, closing, helping during surgery, just basically whatever needs to be done.
The best way to impact a patient is to see a patient.
That's true.
I mean, I hear a lot of complaints about access, scheduling. I got something wrong with my hand, but the doctor said it would be 6 weeks before they could see me. As a physician's assistant, does it allow more flexibility with scheduling? Are you able to help doctors see patients in a quicker way? Get on the schedule earlier, I guess is what I'm asking.
I'd like to think so. We're, I think all of McLeod Orthopedics is really busy, comparatively speaking, from orthopedic practices really throughout the country. If you look at our numbers, they're really high. And that is a blessing and a curse in a way. But for us, for sure. So, like I'm saying, I see patients as well. So, he does see more patients with me throughout the day than me throughout the day. But, you can be put on my schedule. I'm not offended one bit. If somebody wants to see Dr. Litz, that's perfectly fine. I can understand that as well. If it's something that I can take care of, I'm more than happy to see him. And we work well together and try to just take care of whatever comes in.
But it would be fair to say that we, our upper extremities get beat up and banged up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a dude. You're a dude. Last thing I want to do is go to a doctor. I don't need to slow down and go to a doctor. But when do I need to decide that this may be a bigger problem than a bruise or a pulled muscle or something? I do need some sort of medical attention. What do I do when I decide, hey, man, this thing I thought would hurt for a day or two, it's much longer than that?
Yeah, so just kind of whenever we were talking about what we see mainly. So carpal and cubital tunnel, one of the most common things, a guy or lady comes in, they would be complaining of numbness and tingling in their hand. Man, this wakes us up at night, and is having to shake it to make it. It's waking me up several times. I can't sleep. I've tried braces at the family doctor. We'll get you in and get a nerve conduction study ordered or whatever needs to be done.
But by that time, you need to go see a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it didn't fix in itself. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
McLeod constantly seeks to improve patient care with efforts that are physician-led, data-driven, and evidence-based.